Up in northern Iraq, which is under Kurdish control, U.S. plans remain unclear. American soldiers arrived in the region over the weekend for what officials said was a largely humanitarian mission, but there have also been airstrikes against Iraqi positions. Kurds have been hoping for a northern front against Iraq, but Kurdish officials say that they have not been informed of U.S. intentions. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Kurdish-controlled town of Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq and joins us now. Ivan, what's the latest there?
Well, Robert, we heard aircraft flying overhead just a few hours ago. By the time people got to the airstrip outside the city of Sulaymaniyah, all that could be seen near that airstrip were trucks being loaded in the distance. Residents living near that airstrip say this is the fourth night running that they've heard either helicopters or planes or both flying to that airstrip. But nobody can really see what exactly is going on there because this mile-long strip, which was just renovated for more than a month under, according to officials here, directions from the Americans, nobody can see because it's pitch black. There is no light. It seems that these aircraft are landing there in complete pitch blackness. I spoke with a gas station attendant who works right nearby, and he says that he also sees American soldiers coming to the area, some dressed in traditional Kurdish clothes, perhaps as disguises, to help establish a security perimeter. I think the point of this is that unlike southern Iraq, where we have a major ground offensive, up here, the situation is very different. The U.S. military is operating here, but in much smaller numbers, and they are still largely undercover.
Ivan, up there in the north of Iraq, near the Kurdish-controlled area, is that little border area between Iraq and Iran where the group Ansar al-Islam operates, the group that President Bush says is allied with al-Qaeda. What do we know, if anything, is going on in that area?
Well, I was just as close as I could get to that area. Journalists have been blocked from getting into the Halabja Valley, where you've had more than a year's standoff between secular Kurdish forces and Ansar al-Islam in their mountain stronghold. I could hear a propeller plane, what sounded like one, flying overhead. Now, for several nights running, there had been American airstrikes and cruise missile strikes against this mountain stronghold. There's also been some fierce fighting. The doctors at a military hospital in the area, they say one Kurdish fighter was killed and six injured when several Ansar fighters, despite the threat of airstrikes, came and attacked a Kurdish bunker. And three of those Ansar fighters were evidently killed, but the Kurds have described it as an apparent suicide attack. They came running into a bunker, throwing grenades. What does seem to be the case, the doctors at the military hospital, they say they are preparing for many more casualties in perhaps tomorrow, in the other days to come, because they say there will be a final ground offensive to try to clear out Ansar al-Islam once and for all.
Okay, Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Ivan Watson, who is in Sulaymaniyah, that's in northern Iraq, in the part of the country that is under the control of the Kurdish groups.